Blog Talk Radio.
Communication can never really stop unless you stop it yourself.
if you cut off all the communications yourself, then that's on you. But you have to be a cold-blooded individual to deny your kids the access to their father or their mother, to divorce someone and never really connect with them again. That's a serious, serious accusation. What would you want to be involved with a man like that or a woman like that who can divorce you and act like you're dead or leave you for dead? That's a serious, serious individual. And that person is somewhat dangerous. If I meet a woman and she's been married 3 times and none of her husbands are dead, that should tell you something about the aspect and the mindset of that individual, that they could do something like that, that they could actually marry someone, stand before God and witnesses and say, I do, I cherish you, I love you, I respect you, the death do its part, and no death has parted you. You're still connected to this human world alive. But now they have divorced you. That's a serious, serious accusation. That's a serious situation when it comes to life. Divorce. Divorce. Divorce is not for the weak at heart. Now, divorce can get ugly. Let's talk about the ugly part. When people are fighting over property, fighting over children, visitation rights, custody rights, custody battle, don't want to give you a divorce, want to fight to the tooth and nail to get what they think it belongs to them. Is that crazy or what? Someone wants to fight you for a divorce, fight you, want to make it hard for you. Kardashians, I'll never forget the Kardashians. When the Kardashian and Jenner was going through a divorce, he was a lawyer, and he was fighting her tooth and nail about the divorce. She meets Bruce Jenner, and once she meets Bruce Jenner, they decide to fall in love, and they're going to get married, but they couldn't get married because she was still married to the Kardashian. And at that point, he was giving her the blues about getting a divorce. So what he did was told her, I'm not getting a divorce because I'm worried about the payment plan, how much I got to pay for the kids and alimony and et cetera, et cetera. Bruce Jenner talks to his girlfriend at the time, which was Kardashian, the wife, and he says to her, let me go talk to your husband. He goes and makes an appointment to his office, sits up there at his office and says, hey, look, I'm Bruce Jenner. Dealing with your wife right now. We've been seeing each other for a little while, and we want to get married, but I understand you're holding up the marriage because of the financial aspects, and you can't agree on the alimony or the payments for the child support or property settlements. There's a whole lot of stuff that you can't agree on. He says, I tell you what, don't pay her anything. I will take up the slack. I'll pay for your kids. I'll pay her whatever she needs as far as financial concern. And you have to pay nothing. He say, what? I'll do that. I'll take on that burden and whatever it was. And you just give her a divorce. And he agreed to give her a divorce. And Bruce Jenner took that on. To get a divorce or to marry someone, people have to put up what they call leverage. Jacqueline Kennedy had the Kennedy name. She was the widower of a president. When you are a widower of a president, you get Secret Service for life. You also get a pension for life as long as you don't get married. You believe that Onassis wanted Jacqueline Kennedy so bad that he gave her a godfather move, an offer you can't refuse. He decided and told her, don't worry about it. They're killing these people. They're killing your brother, killing John F. Kennedy's brother, Bobby. They killed Martin. They killed John F. Kennedy. They might be killing you. I'm going to marry you and put you on my private island, and I'll give you my own secret service. I'll have someone protect you and your kids, and I want you to change your name, drop the name to Kennedy and become Onassis. I'm going to give you $10 million up front. That's just to start with. But after that, I'll give you more for your kids, everything. And he did that, and she married him. Divorce. When someone divorces you and you marry someone else starts to live your life. Someone else starts to live your life. You drive by your house, you look in the window, and there's somebody else sitting there. Somebody now has the wife that you had. The number is 347-637-3051. When a man lives the life of another man by way of divorce, he now can come to the house that was awarded to his ex-wife. He now can play with the kids that were your kids. He now can go to Disneyland and look at Mickey Mouse, and they can send you pictures back. You have to become a visitor, someone who goes by and picks up the kids. And now you take them to your house. Your house may not be as good as their house because you're now living off of fumes. You lost the salary. If your wife was working and she made $80,000 a year and you got separated and then got a divorce, you lost $80,000 a year income. Couldn't pay. Because now your lifestyle is going to change if you wasn't making that same kind of money. You're basically living a life that's not your life anymore. It's called divorce. D-I-V-O-R-C-E. Divorce. What can you do when your divorce is final? We'll be right back with some more aspects of divorce. What makes divorce? What makes you want to divorce somebody? And why can't you work it out? What makes somebody say that? And they talk about it's cheaper to keep her. It really is in some cases. It's cheaper to keep her. You don't want to take the burden of going to court and all that, because if you don't have the money, or you don't have the money, or they want more money from you, what can you do if you don't have the money? So you want to make sure.
But you got to know
basically, you got to know this. Divorce will hurt you if you don't understand how to get a divorce. What's the best way to get a divorce? What's the best way to get a divorce? Talk it out. Understanding. Let people know that, hey, we're getting divorced, but don't hurt me. You know, don't hurt me. I'll let you be who you want to be. I will never deny you or begrudge you your happiness. If you want to be divorced and you don't want to be with me anymore, then so be it. You know, who am I to try to hold on to you and you don't want to be held on to? Get a divorce. Let it go. Wish him well. I mean, there's a song by Bill Withers called I Wish You Well. The name of the song is called I Wish You Well. We'll be right back. I want you to listen to this song. Basically, when people realize that they definitely don't have what they need in life, what do they do? What do they do? They look at the situation as, what the heck am I doing? Or why didn't I do this? D-I-V-O-R-C-E becomes final today. What you going to do with it?
Care about you and wish that person well.
wish them that you say, hey, I wish you well. I wish that you could do everything that you're supposed to do. I wish the best for you. Send them on their way. That's my closing statement for today. Send them on their way. Wish them well. Don't let it be something that you're trying to do, but just wish them well. Divorce.
Sweet things to smell. I wish you well.
I wish you well. I wish you the best. I wish you everything that makes you rest. I wish you all the joy that you can ever have in life. But I wish you that away from me. It's called divorce. This is the Russell Price Today's Relationships Talk every Saturday morning. Spread the word. Wish you well.